This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. It's Wednesday night, so we're going to kick off with Arbalest Quarrel, who Stephen is still somewhere out there in the, you know, on the Great Wall or something. We're talking to Roger Katz this evening. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
Well, I know there's a lot of stuff on your mind. What's the low-hanging fruit for you right now?
Oh, the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Let me give that some thought. Obviously, there's a number of things on the minds of most Americans. I know we had talked briefly this morning about Syria, but I think we'll keep that in abeyance. There is, of course, the Zuckerberg matter, and the only thing I would say in reference to that is on the issue of privacy, it's very interesting. Privacy as such is not mentioned in the Bill of Rights. The closest that we get to it is the Fourth Amendment, and I do want to get into that in reference to the raid, the FBI raid on Michael Cohen, on his office, his hotel room, and we'll do that shortly. But I wanted to mention just briefly about this notion of privacy is not considered within the basic Fourth Amendment right or liberty. It could be subsumed in the Ninth Amendment. In fact, there was, I believe, a 1965 case, might have been Griswold, and Goldberg was a justice at the time who did talk about the right of privacy as being subsumed in those unenumerated rights of the Ninth Amendment. And that case in particular had to do with the right of privacy of married couples, and I think no one would really disagree with that. Though I know that Scalia was certainly a stickler on the plain meaning of statutes and the plain meaning of the Constitution. He never liked to embellish. And since the term privacy isn't there, he doesn't like to read into the Constitution that which does not appear. Now, again, there isn't an awful lot of material on the Ninth Amendment. We hear of late about the Tenth Amendment with California, obviously, talking about their right to refuse aiding federal ICE agents in doing their duty to protect the citizens of the country by arresting illegal aliens, and especially those who have committed felonies. And it's all well and good for the state of California or any other state to rest on its Tenth Amendment right not to assist the federal government if it doesn't want to. That's based on the notions of federalism. On the other hand, the state cannot put roadblocks in the way of the federal government. And that, of course, is exactly what occurred or what is occurring in California. But in any event, even if there is a specific right of privacy per se, the problem is that the Facebook, just as the case is with Google and Apple and all these large tech companies who have access to incredible amounts of data and information of the public. And but they are private companies. And the Bill of Rights applies to a government, to the federal government in particular, and then through the 14th Amendment, the rights are a check against state power to infringe. But nonetheless, there is some concern, of course, in that the founders could not have been aware of just how powerful private companies can become. They were aware, I'm sure, of small companies and farms and trades people who had their businesses and professions, but they could not have conceived of the power of a company like Apple or Facebook or Google and or Amazon for that matter. And it's a bit lame to suggest that, well, people automatically give up their rights, or no one today really has a belief in their privacy. That's simply not true. But in any event, I believe we're coming up to the break, but I wanted to get...
You got about 3.5 minutes, but sure. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then we could talk a little bit about the Michael Cohen matter. Of course, the Democrats don't see any problem with an FBI raid on the offices of an attorney. But they should be concerned, because what we're really dealing with here is one of the most sacred of rights that an individual can have, he and his attorney, the attorney-client privilege, just as is the case between a priest and his penitent and with a doctor and his patient. And the Fourth Amendment, and I'll read it, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. All right. So there's two things that are very important there. One thing is that unreasonable searches and seizures are completely illegal. Governments cannot simply come into your house willy-nilly to take what it wants on the mere belief that you might be harboring some contraband, or you may have committed a crime. They have to have probable cause that a crime did exist. And so there's actually three requirements. And if they have that, then they have to go to a court and obtain a warrant that would specify the basis for a police agency's belief that crime has been committed, and what specifically the police organization intends to obtain. In this case, ostensibly what we're dealing with is apparently a circumstance involving this prostitute. What is her name anyway?
Stormy Daniels. She was an X-rated. Yeah. She wasn't a prostitute. She was a porn actress. Let's get that right.
Yes, yes. You're right. A porn actress. All right. Consensual, I might add.
Sure,
now, apparently,
sure.
Anything involving that seems to be directed to Cohen entering on behalf of Trump a contract to pay this party off so she'll keep quiet. This is not unusual. In fact, it's perfectly legal. How that would rise to probable cause of a crime, that is a very serious matter. Probable cause is a very low standard, but when you're dealing with an attorney-client privilege, there is definitely a chilling effect in play if that particular privilege is denigrated in any way. Because the purpose of the attorney-client privilege is to promote open communication between attorneys and their clients so that fully informed legal advice may be given. Now, there's one exception
All right.
to that.
Let me get you held up right there before we get the fully. We'll go to the fully informed choice when we get back. My guest is Roger Katz from Harmless Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
CWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DGWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This evening we are talking to Roger Katz from Harmless Quarrel. There's a lot of stuff going on in the background, all of it which will make its way back to the Second Amendment one way or the other. This is the kind of stuff he looks at. This is the kind of stuff I look at. We were talking about Stormy Daniels and, yes, you know, all that fun stuff about her. That nobody, you know, I don't think... Well, You tell me what you think about it. I have a question for you at the end of what you're talking about, so please go.
Sure. I want to just point out that basically to overcome the attorney-client privilege, there is an exception. The typical exception is called crime fraud, or the crime fraud exception. That will strip the privilege from the attorney-client communications that relate to client communications in furtherance of contemplated or ongoing criminal or fraudulent conduct. Now, that's coming out from the language of the U.S. District Court in New York, and that's precisely the jurisdiction where this matter apparently took place. I was doing a little research online. Apparently, Rosenstein had stated to Fox News this in reference to the raid. And he said, if he, Mueller, finds evidence of a crime that is within the scope of what Director Mueller and I, meaning Rosenstein, have agreed is the appropriate scope of this investigation, then he can go after it. If it's something outside that scope, he needs to come to the acting attorney general, which is Rosenstein, him, at this time for permission to expand his investigation. And we really have to go back to the original letter, the authorization that created the special counsel Mueller's authority to investigate what? Well, to investigate any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump. Okay, there was nothing there. After a year, nothing. Number two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation. And again, there really is nothing there, because this matter involving Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels has absolutely nothing to do with coordinating, supposedly, espionage or sedition with the Russians, unless the argument is to be made that Stormy Daniels is somehow a Russian agent. And I don't think even Mueller has gone too far to suggest that.
Right.
And then the third thing is any other matters within the scope of 28 CFR 600.4A, which is really the code section that Janet Reno created out of whole cloth that would give authority to for the Department of Justice to appoint a special counsel. And let's see, there was 600.4. All right. But again, the real problem, apart from whether even that CFR section is legal, is that to have a special counsel appointed, there has to be grounds for a belief of a crime taking place. And there never
That's the question I wanted to ask. Now, if Trump did this stuff with Stormy Daniels, okay, mm-hmm. he did it when, I mean, he's never held elective office before.
Right.
He's always been a loose cannon out there. He's a TV star. He's a property developer. He's this. He's that. If he did that with Stormy Daniels, besides it being in very bad taste, and I don't know if he was married to his current wife or not, isn't that really? I mean, can a special counsel looking for something that happened in a political setting go back all the way into this guy's life where he had no public political life to go back into?
Well, it would be really tenuous, but if it were to exist at all, it would have to be in the order of appointment, where basically Rosenstein would say to Mueller, here I am giving you authority to go look at evidence of prostitution that may have taken place between Donald Trump at any particular time in history and a particular women of the night, and go ahead and do it. Well, that would be really ridiculous, because if there was really that concern, That would be for the Attorney General itself to look into if there was, in fact, violations of federal law. There may be violations of state law, but that's not within the purview of either the special counsel or the FBI slash DOJ. And that may be one reason why Mueller did hand that off to the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. And because he knew, he apparently had this information. He could not act on it. He had no authority to do so. So he's given it to this U.S. attorney in New York. And it could go just on and on from there. It really is a horrible thing to see where our tax dollars used to go after, and it doesn't have to be even the President of the United States. It could be anyone. I mean, let's face it, going back, this is what the Nunes Intelligence Committee is looking at, is the misuse of the FISA court to obtain a warrant to spy on an American citizen, where that warrant was based on false information, never corroborated, and on top of it was was paid for by an opposition party.
So this thing with Cohen, though, could this be sort of a diversion to take away from that? Because they are coming after that, just sure as we're standing here, they're about to have an IG report published that's not going to look good. Is this sort of a diversionary tactic to try to shake the trees, you think? And we're coming up on the next break, by the way.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah.
That's why they would bring it up. Stormy Daniels has really no other purpose, and that's why you see it in the news.
And nobody cares about that. I certainly don't care about it. I wasn't looking for a Boy Scout when I was voting for the president. We had a couple of those. I didn't like them either. Well, let me do a little talking here, if you would, please, sir. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at their website, arbalestquarrel.com. Roger is a featured writer at amoland.com. Stephen, his partner, is somewhere eating. He's eating something from the petting zoo. I'm not sure what it is. And every Wednesday they show up here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz. Can we talk a little bit about, to me, this is them going nuclear in this raid on Cohen's office. Wasn't Cohen cooperating with this probe?
I would imagine that he was, if he was contacted at all. And again, he would do so within the limits of the attorney-client privilege. He's not going to divulge any private correspondence. What is so bizarre about this, apart from the fact that it is heavy-handed, anyway, usually when a warrant is issued to go to obtain documents in an attorney's office looking for fraud, looking for commissions of crimes that are being hidden under the guise of the attorney-client privilege. That's one thing. Murder, racketeering, money laundering. I'll give you a perfect example of what Mueller should be going after.
Right.
Remember, Clint paid for this Fusion GPS dossier, which became the basis to obtain a warrant to go after an underling, Carter Page, and eventually work up the feed chain to Trump, all right? And basically, Fusion GPS hired this Christopher Steele, an Iran MI6 a British agent who apparently had many misgivings regarding Trump, but why I would wonder about too much. He's, after all, a British subject. He's not an American citizen. But the important thing is that Clinton tends to use attorneys as, well, as launderers. She didn't pay Fusion GPS directly. She paid the money to her law firm. This is a COE. In any event, it was the law firm that acted as a conduit for that money to get to Fusion GPS, to get to Steele, and eventually to get to the FBI. So that would be a perfect, to my mind, indication of fraud taking place on a massive scale where a client is using her attorney, and the attorney is agreeing to be used as a conduit to commit a crime. But Bullard doesn't seem to be interested too much about Clinton. But then again, why should he be interested? Wasn't he the acting, or he was the FBI director at the time that she was serving as Secretary of State?
Yes, I believe he was, yes.
Yeah, so, but in any event, generally when such information is obtained, there could be numerous documents that do not fall within the crime, let's say, that the FBI is looking at or the DOJ is looking at. So what they do is give the documents to the court. The court is a neutral party, and the court will, what they do is examine the documents in camera. The term camera is just like taking pictures. And therefore, you don't have the FBI or the DOJ getting involved at all. But apparently, there's no indication that the district court is being even asked by the DOJ to do an in-camera inspection of these documents. But it's simply going to hand them off to a, I don't know, a low-level FBI agent who will make a couple piles and look at some documents and say, oh, this looks interesting. But I can't really look at it. Yeah, right, sure. No, the whole thing is just absolutely horrendous. And it's just beyond me that the public is not up in arms over this. And the only reason it can't be is, going back to what you said, what we had talked about for some time, whether we are in the midst of at least a soft civil war.
Right.
Where the Democrats and the people that support Clinton do not acknowledge that Trump is even a legitimate president. And they feel that the means justifies the end. And we don't have to worry about the rule of law, even though they talk about it, high-minded as they do, and basically allow the appointment of a special counsel, who should never have been appointed, the wasting of our tax dollars, and making it very difficult for the president to do his job to defend the Constitution, protect the United States. It's
right.
Just mind-boggling. In any event, I did want to get to the nitty-gritty Second Amendment issues. And I know that there's a number of items that have come down since the beginning of the year, but there's three in particular that I'm particularly interested in. One goes back to the early part of the year when there was a case coming out of California that requires a 10-day waiting period to purchase a firearm, all right? And the lower court and the circuit courts, they all agreed that that was perfectly legal and within the it didn't violate or infringe the Second Amendment. And the plaintiffs appealed to the filed a writ of certiorari to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme court would have to vote on it. By the way, the cases, for those that want to know, it's Sylvester versus Becerra, B-E-C-E-R-R-A. Becerra is the attorney general. You often see him standing there with Jerry Brown. He's the one that will go after your guns.
Yeah.
But he will let murderers that off the hook, and especially if they're illegal aliens, because they come under special protection of the state of California. And the case, you can get it at 200 Law Ed Second 293. I mention it because, again, this is a case where the Supreme Court could not garner four votes. And Justice Thomas wrote a dissenting opinion, or rather a dissent for the failure of the court to take this up. He starts right off the bat saying the Second Amendment protects the right of the people to keep and bear arms. But the decision in California applied the wrong standard to uphold a 10-day waiting period for firearms based solely on its own common sense that was clearly an infringement of the Second Amendment.
Right.
And he was just livid about this. And this is the problem that we run into with courts that basically – should know better. They have a case that makes it very clear what falls within the core of the Second Amendment, and the idea that if you are dealing with an individual right now, which it's clear that we are, you cannot just go off willy-nilly to create standards to and then apply those standards and then argue that, oh, well, the Second Amendment doesn't apply in this particular case.
Let me get you hold right there. Let me get you hold on right there. This is Roger Katz. He is my guest this evening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have idle power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And my guest is Roger Katz. We've been discussing, is this the thermonuclear option that they took?
What? In reference to what? What are we talking about?
In reference to going after his attorney.
Yeah, we hear about that. I don't know. I'd rather not use metaphor. I would just say that it's one of any number of actions that Mueller has taken to keep his investigation alive. If there's any nuclear option, you may say that it happened as soon as Sessions recused himself. And the nuclear option was really Rosenstein and Mueller working in tandem to basically come up with some sort of legitimate reason to hand to the Democrats in Congress a basis whereby they could impeach Trump. It's
right.
Simple as that.
Where's the basis on this, though? I mean, is the basis that Mueller's trying to get him to fire him, or?
Well, that's the argument they do here on the liberal networks, the MSNBC, the CNN, the ABC, CBS,
right.
Probably TBS as well, that they would make that kind of argument that Mueller that. What Trump would love to get rid of Mueller. He'd like to get rid of Rosenstein, and at this point, I'm sure he'd like to get rid of Sessions too. I personally would have loved to have seen Bugliosi as the I believe that was the party that you know, and definitely in a person that is strong-willed, who had been a prosecutor, who could really take on.
Are you talking about the former mayor of New York?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of what was it?
You're thinking about the Charlie Manson's prosecutor there, Bugliosi.
Oh, yeah, Bugliosi.
Vincent.
Yeah. Right. He'd be okay, too.
I'm sure he would have been, yeah. That guy, he faced all kinds of stuff.
But, right. But at any rate, getting back to this particular case, Sebesta versus Becerra, what is of interest in this case, and also in another one that just came down the pipe a few days ago, Warman versus Healy in Massachusetts, that dealt with so-called assault weapons. And the idea in all these cases is that the courts are intent on using standards that were considered and rejected in Heller. Now, Thomas admits that, yes, we did not have it. We did not articulate a standard in Heller as to what court should apply when a possible Second Amendment matter comes up before them. They particularly rejected a rational basis, which is the lowest standard, which basically says that as long as a government has a legitimate reason for a particular law, the fact that it may violate someone's rights, it doesn't matter. It's enough on their say-so. But that would only apply for rights that did not come within, that are not considered fundamental rights, like the freedom of speech, like the right to keep and bear arms, like the freedom from unreasonable searches and seizures, that kind of thing. And then you have strict scrutiny, which had been used in the past, and that's basically the idea. That's the strongest test. The idea that it's not enough that government, whether it's the federal government or a state government or even a local government, simply enact a law or statute or regulation or ordinance that they have a legitimate basis. If it's going to attack a or abut against a fundamental right like the Second Amendment,
right,
then it has the state has to show that it is using the least restrictive means possible to impact that. It doesn't want to be overly broad. The problem is that when you're dealing with so-called assault weapons, you're dealing with an entire category of weapons, like handguns. This is the thing that clearly does fall within the core of the Second Amendment. And just looking at this Warman versus Healy case, we could say briefly that one of the counts was that the plaintiffs were arguing that, look, these so-called assault weapons are in common use and therefore are the sort of thing that fall within the core of the Second Amendment. The court acknowledged that, yes, this was a Second Amendment issue, but then it decided to consider what kind of test to use. And it eventually devolved into what they normally do when they want to basically affirm, show the legality, the constitutionality of a law. They'll simply say, we're going to use intermediate scrutiny, which is somewhere between rational basis and strict scrutiny. But it's basically an interest balancing, the kind of thing that Breyer basically argued in his dissent in Heller, and it's one that the majority, Alito and Scalia and Thomas and Roberts and Kennedy simply just struck down. They said, no, we do not use any kind of interest balancing test. And yet you've got the courts that are doing that all the time. They did it in Colby. They did it in Friedman, and they do it in all the California cases, and they just go on their merry way. And they're just absolutely oblivious to the fact that they're dead wrong in the standards that they use and that the plaintiffs are absolutely right. But these courts absolutely are adamant in not permitting any notion of firearms that are defined as assault weapons as being protected under the Second Amendment. Now, it is very interesting, and I'd like to get your take on this, too, because it's...
Well, we got about 2 minutes.
Okay. The idea is that if the kind of weapons that individuals under the Second Amendment, as understood, can keep and bear are those that they would take with them if they were going to war.
Right.
Or if they were fighting tyranny, let's say, or even for just their common self-defense. They should very well be military weapons. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to be something like a flamethrower, because even if that were available back in the day, that's not a typical type of weapon that the ordinary troops would use, nor would they use heavy machine guns.
Right.
But they would use M16 or M4 selective fire weapons.
Sure.
And it seemed that when I read it over and over again, the Heller case, what Scalia is getting at, because it's not clear that he's basically saying that those kinds of weapons would not be protected under the Second Amendment. But you can be well assured that semi-automatic weapons that are routinely defined as assault weapons would be protected. And that's why we can't get that case, why we can't get four votes before the Supreme Court. Because
we'll
if we have that decision, the Democrats would be up in arms.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to take that up next week because we have run out of time. But I will work on this for you.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at Arbalest Quarrel. .com. There's featured writers at Amoland and right here. Coming up next, thank you, Roger, for joining me this evening. Coming up next is hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the armored republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.